So yesterday we were supposed to have a big old festival, and that got canceled. So I think only maybe a couple people actually didn't get the word and kind of showed up. But thank you for everyone that was making the efforts to try to do that. Let's please continue to keep Jeff Leach and Billy in prayer. They were, you know, they've tested positive for COVID. So they were kind of the primary, at least Jeff was, you know, associate pastor, kind of the youth leader, kind of the primary set up and run the sound and all that kind of stuff and part of a band or two. And so all that kind of just kind of went away. And so we're just, maybe we'll postpone that or we'll figure out what to do from there, but just keep them in your prayers. I'm sorry? And Santa Claus had the sniffles, yeah. So he couldn't come too either, so yeah. So it was just a reason to cancel. So we just said, it's going to be way too much to try to throw all that together without some of the key people and bands that we're supposed to perform. Okay, yesterday we also had food distribution. How many boxes of food did we give out? 74 boxes went out. Amen. Please join us in prayer as that, you know, that effort tries to go into the new year as well. You know, a lot of times, you know, things come out for Thanksgiving, and a lot of times things come out for Christmas, and the generosity of people, you know, comes out. but people are still hungry in January, and they're hungry in February and the rest of the year as well. And I'm getting the hand wave. Yes, so there's something you would like to share. Oh, you're just going to have to come up here now because I can't repeat that to all the people that are watching. This is just off the agenda. This is not part of the program that I had written. Apparently, God has other things in mind.
Sorry.
No, you're perfectly welcome. Hold on to it.
Just a lot of people that came through yesterday were hurting. A lot of kids. And
came through the food distribution.
Food distribution, and they were just hurting and tears and gave out every penny I had in my pocket. I wish I had more. I'm so blessed. I have food, I have electricity, I have family, I have my mother still. And a lot of these people have lost so much. And it just really struck my heart yesterday. So I just thought we could take a minute to pray. So I'll start. If somebody else would finish and Pastor, you'd close.
Yeah, I could do that. This sounds so familiar.
Father God, just thank you for all the blessings that I have. Thank you for the music and things in our church, and even though we didn't have a celebration yesterday, we're still doing so much work. Thank you for Diane and JB and everybody that puts together the food distribution. I just want to pray for those people that came through yesterday. So many hurting, and so many, we lost several weeks where we didn't have food, and they're just coming back just so thankful. So it means a lot to me to know that they're really coming because they're in need. And what little we can provide, Lord, if we could touch one or two or 72, I am so grateful for that. I just pray for the young lady that lost her mom and dad and is going in for surgery. I just pray that you would give her good doctors and give her everything that she needs, Lord. But more than anything, just peace in her heart to know that you're with her. And I just pray for each and every individual that came through that you'd supply in a special way. The lady that does our daycare center here, you know, she's going today to Miami and providing food to the people in the assisted living, and I just pray for them as well.
I'm going to call on Sam. Would you pray for us? I know you're a man of prayer, brother.
Thank you, dear God, for this ministry. Thank you, Father, for this church. Thank you for your provisions, for all you supply for us. I thank you, dear God, for this ministry and what has been accomplished through it. And I pray your blessing upon those who have served and also those who have received. And Father, we just thank you for your love and this loving church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, I can't end any better than that. God bless you. Thank you so much. There are many needs in our community, and we feel that right in our own church. And, that's the Lord's heart. And when you have a congregation that has the Lord's heart, you know you're doing the right thing and doing and moving in the right ways. And the Spirit of God is strong here. The love of God is strong here. And this is what we're going to be preaching about really today. It's love. It's love. And the foundational, this, can I, give me the next passage, because I think I put up the next slide. Let's say this together, okay? It should be a familiar passage with everybody. We can kind of say it together, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And that is John 3:16. That's really kind of fundamental in every believer's walk. Maybe one of the first passages of Scripture that you ever kind of get in your head and you memorize. It's fitting, as Christmas approaches, this is a nice passage to reflect upon. Many of us are working on trying to give some gifts. Many of us are thinking, what kind of gifts am I going to get? Is everybody done with their shopping? There's some heads going this way and some heads going this way. Has everybody at least started their shopping? Right? Start in August and maybe you finish in time, right? And what are your favorite gifts? The expensive ones? Ooh, I got a new diamond ring, baby. Yeah. No? Surprise ones? You unwrap it. Oh, I never thought that. Oh, it's wonderful. It's Tupperware, you know, I don't know. Surprise! How about the handmade ones? Homemade cookies. Homemade cookies. Yeah, people like homemade cookies, right? Homemade anything, all right? I'm going to have to ask this question. Does anybody like fruitcake? Oh, there's actually people that like fruitcake! Wow, no wonder it's always so popular. we know that. How about the sentimental ones? Those are always the ones that kind of get my heart. Family heirlooms, maybe, that were passed down. Oh, it's grandma's necklace. It's wonderful. I've gotten all kinds of gifts over the years. You know, I've gotten all kinds from socks and underwear to shirts and shoes. And I've gotten TVs. I've gotten watches. I've gotten wallets. I've gotten gift cards. And they're all good gifts. And all I want to say is, yeah, come, keep them coming. It's fine. Love it. Keep them coming. The best ones are the ones, I think, that are given with love, right? A little thoughtfulness in it, really. It doesn't even matter what the gift is. It really is more about the heart of the giver. And you recognize the heart of the giver in the gift, right? A children's drawing. Pastor, I made this for you. You know, no agenda, just love. Just they wanted you, right, to have something. How about this one? This was something that kind of, this happens to us a lot. It's a simple card that you get in the mail, and you're so excited. Oh, look, I got a card from, you know, Sally. I haven't seen Sally and heard from Sally in years, and you open it up, and it's just got her, she signed it. Sally. Like, really? Or there's a picture, wait, haven't seen them since high school. Man, I can't, and they send you a picture of their kids. Anybody else? Am I the only one that goes, what? Okay. Include a note. How are you doing? Miss you guys. Something, right? When we think about John 3:16, we're going to have to think about the giver. There's your first one. We have to think about the giver. For God so loved the world that he gave. Who gave? God. God gave, right? God gave. Right out of the gate, though, we see a different kind of God. If you were to define God, it's a different kind of God. This is not a God that just takes and takes and takes and takes, requires, 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 demands, 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 appease me. I am your God. Appease me. But he's a God that gives. That's a different kind of God, a different way of viewing things, a different perspective, a different way of looking at it. Pray for your enemy, says your God. Well, that's different. according to the passage, why? Why would he give? For God so loved the world that he gave. Why would he give? Out of his love. God loved us, so he gave. This is amazing that he loves us. Just that he loves us. Not looks down upon us, not wants to squash us, not wants to send you to hell. Loves you. Loves you. God loves me. So say that right now to yourself. Say it again out loud to yourself. God loves me. God loves me. See, not like a question, God loves me? God loves me? See, I know the wretch that I am, and I've asked that. God loves me? No, it's God loves me. God loves you, a wretch like you. And I know you. It's shocking. It's bewildering. It's amazing. It's miraculous. It's supernatural. It's divine. And wait, God loves them? They're not in church. God loves them? They don't pray. God loves them? Amazing. Shocking. Different kind of God that we're dealing with. This is who he is. 1 John would say God is love. He's a very different kind, and he's very different than any other gods that you would ever might want to consider. Probably then different kind of God than I would say most of the world doesn't get this kind of God. They might have ideas and perceptions and perspectives about this God, but they're incorrect. Spiritual development without love is not spiritual development at all. You certainly cannot understand this God, nor can you have spiritual development and go deeper without love. For certain, you cannot understand spiritual development of this great God without Jesus. If you're trying to go deeper in your spiritual walk without Jesus, you're on a road to some other God. If you're trying to go deeper in your spiritual walk without love, you're heading towards some other God. See, spiritual development requires love. It's not the crystals. It's not, you know, the magic potions. It's not the environment. It's not the ocean. It's love. And if you want to know this God who says God is love, then you might want to land on love. For God so loved that he gave. You could spend a lifetime right there, just drawing closer to this wonderful, amazing God who sees things probably very differently than you, especially concerning them. See, and God can't even help himself. He can't even help himself. It's one of his attributes to love. He can't even stop himself. He must love. He must do that which is in his nature to do, love. The love that God holds for us is genuine. It's honest. It's sincere. And you can see it in his generosity, in his care, in his concern. And this is an interesting question that the Lord posed to me. Can you love, this was amazing to me about our God. Can you love enough and love them enough that they choose, not you, but to walk away, and you allow them to. That's wow. Wow. Your Creator created you with a free will. I'm not making you love me. Choose to love me, or choose to love the world. He loves you enough to do that. God, here's your next slide. God's love is timeless and transforming. It's timeless in that it has existed before there was ever even this thing called time. It's timeless in that it existed and toward an everlasting and eternal value. It's timeless in that his love is toward all his creation. It is timeless in that it is unending and forever enduring. Timeless. We're the ones who say time. God speaks in words of eternity. We're stuck here. He is not. And God's love is transforming, and transforming in that God doesn't just say he loves you. He shows you he loves you. How many have been tricked by those words? I love you, right? But what you say doesn't match by what you do. But I love you. I love you. Or I really love you. Uh-huh. Show me, don't tell me. And this is what God has done. God's love is transforming in that his love created you, created all of humanity, all the world. Transforming in that his love changes people, changes hearts, changes people's perspectives on who this God is. What you think he is probably not really who he is. You've been morphed and manipulated by an environment or a Western culture or your daddy and your papa and your mama. You need to find out who this God is. He's trying to share with you exactly who he is, and his love is transforming. He will change your perspective on an understanding who he is. It's transforming in that really his love has changed the world. It's changed the world. The whole world reset its clock. It is now 2021 AD. It does not matter. Just a miracle in itself. The entire world is set on the clock based on the life of Jesus. Whether you believe in him or not, God has set it so. God is a giver of life and a sustainer of life. God gives good gifts. He's a good, good father. We just sang it. He gives life beyond your own physical boundaries. Isn't that amazing? Beyond your own time boundaries. That's a great act of love in itself, that he created you for something beyond your physical limitations. To show that there is more to life, more to your existence than what's physically your body or physically this earth. God continues to give. Not just in this life, but in the next. With grace and patience and mercy and kindness and love and forgiveness. Maybe you've heard it like this before. Love is patient and love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud. Love does not dishonor others, and love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. We need some more love in the households. Love is not self-seeking. Love keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. And love never fails. Now, if you know me, I always put myself into the scriptures because I'm interested in being a good lover. But I also know that God is love. God is patient. God is kind. God does not envy. God does not boast. God is not proud. God does not dishonor others. God is not self-seeking. God is not easily angered. And God keeps no records of wrongs. God does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. God always protects. God always trusts. God always hopes. God always perseveres. And God never fails. That's the God of love. Do you know that God? Do you want to be like that God? I've shared this before in the past. It bears repeating. I like to say it around Christmas time. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaited bows and strands of twinkling lights and shining stars, but do not show love to my neighbor or to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies and preparing gourmet meals and arranging a beautifully ordained table at mealtime, but I do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, carol at the nursing home, give all that I have to charity, but do not show love to my friends or to my family, it profits me nothing. If I trim the tree with shimmering angels and crystal snowflakes and attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in the choir's cantata, but I do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point. Love stops the cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the husband. Love is kind. Even though it's hurried, tired, frustrated, love is kind. And love does not envy someone else's house because they have better lights ordaining their home. See, love does not yell at the kids, "Get out of here!" Love is thankful that there's kids there, period. Love doesn't give away to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to others who can't give back. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Be a good lover this Christmas. And if you find yourself starting to wobble, you go back to that, you know? For God so loved the world that he gave. Go back to 1 Corinthians 13, you know? Stan is patient. Stan is kind. Put yourself in there. Am I this? This is what God is. Am I like that? See, video games will break down. Bracelets get lost. Golf clubs rust out. The newest technology in 3 years, it'll be outdated technology. Giving the gift of love endures as it touches something more than the physical realm. I hear people say this all the time. All I seem to do, Pastor, though, in my household, I just give and give and give and give and give. That's all I seem to do is be the one who gives all the time, and people just step on me. All I do is give and give and give, and they abuse me. All I do is give and give and give, and they take advantage of me. They ignore me, they reject me, or they gossip about me. All I do is give and give and give, and they take and they take and they take. And at that moment, you're probably closer to God than you have ever realized. Light had come into the world. Men chose darkness. God arrived. He showed up. And people rejected him. The Messiah has come in fulfillment of hundreds of prophecies, and they crucified him. Can we not begin to see a little more clearly the fallenness of man around us? The hurting that welled up within Wendy. So much so that she would say, we gotta pray for these people. Yes. Can we not begin to have the eyes of God and the eyes of Christ to see the lost, the pain, the unaccepting, the rejecting of God? Evil abounds. And our battle is not against the flesh and blood. It's against the spiritual darkness of the world that is infecting the hearts and the minds and the souls of people. And ready? God calls us to love this world. This world. You mean those people? Yeah, those people. You mean those that don't come to the church? Yeah, those people. You mean the ones that dress funny and don't vote like me? Yeah, you're called to love those people. Will you now decide to just stop loving people and stop giving because people are sour, because they're bitter, because they're angry, because they're tired, because they're confused, because they're troubled? Well, what do you expect people to be like that don't know this God of love? Perhaps more than ever, they need this love of God. And perhaps more than ever, God is showing you to show them, to introduce them, to testify and tell them about this great God of love that you know, that transformed your heart. And in many ways, as only you can. As only you can. They're not going to come talk to me. They're going to talk to you. They may never come into church, but they're your neighbor. See, who has children? Who has children? And children? See, you give to your children. Why do you give to your children? You expect nothing back. But you give out of love. You give anyway. You love anyway. You just dog them. You sacrifice for them. And you consider it honorable. You consider it noble. You consider it nurturing. But, you know, what good is it if you love only those that love you back? What credit is that to you? Pagans do that. See, a different kind of God, a different kind of love. Let me show you. This was me this week. Love in action. Love in action. In our house, we are not coffee snobs, we are cream snobs. Okay? There's a certain cream we like in our coffee, right? And so we're running low. We have one container of cream in our refrigerator, and we know that's going to run out, and we're going to need to go. So we go to the store, and they don't have it. And we go, all right, okay, so we can last a couple more days. It's going to be fine. Let's go back to the store. We go back to the store a second time. They don't have it. And we have to buy this other stuff, right? We have to buy this other stuff. We've got this one last little creamer left, and every day I keep waiting for a bad tasting cup of coffee. But every day there's this coffee creamer that keeps ending up in my coffee. And I'm thinking, man, this creamer is like a miracle container. It just keeps on going. Little did I know, my precious wife, every morning waking up, taking the bad cream that we don't like. Not bad. The cream we don't like. Why? So I could have the cream that was good. See, I know what love looks like in our household. I know what it tastes like. It tastes like coffee creamer. That's what love tastes like in my household this past week. See, that's parental love. That's divine love. That's nurturing love, right? Respectful love. That's sacrificial love. I don't know that the world knows much about that. Self-seeking. God would say this: if I am part of you, If I am part of you, then to love is that part of me that is in you. The Holy Spirit at work within you. God at work within you. The kingdom of God is not out there and 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 somewhere in the heavens. The kingdom of God is. And if that part of God is within you, then that part that you love with is God at work. If the giver is God, who's he giving to? For the God so loved that he gave, God so loved the world. God so loved the world. Again, you? God loves me? Yeah. Stop ending it as a question. God loves me. He loves all the world. And so what do you mean by the world? Do you mean the physical attributes like the trees and the oceans and the snakes and the pigs and the, you know, the whales and the baby seals? What the world means what? People. It's always been about the people. For God so loved the people, the mankind, his creation in that regard. And he asks us to love them. As unlovable as they are. As hate-filled as they are. As fearful as they are. As ungrateful as they are. As scared as they are. As uncertain as they are. While they reject you, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not this love. Do you know that kind of love? To give that kind of love? To show that kind of love? God gives a gift to the world and gives a gift to all nations. And undeserving, while you were still sinners, God in Christ, he gives a loving gift for redemption. And he who dwells within us will want us to do the same, to bless others. There's the gift. I'm trying to remind it down here. The gift. God is the giver. He has given to the world. What gift is he given? Christ. I know some of you think you're God gift to women. Not that, Marine. Good to see you, brother. Glad you're here, man. God's gift, of course, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. His only begotten Son, one and only, begotten, not made of a human desire, but of God's desire to love, to pave a redemptive way. God gives, ready, himself. We've heard this before. The best gift that you could possibly give is a gift of yourself. Gift of your time, gift of your ability, gift of your talent, gift of your sacrifice. God gave himself. The best gift he could possibly give, himself. Indescribable, incomprehensible, all-powerful, Prince of Peace, Joy of the World, Light of Nations, Advocate, Alpha, Omega, Beginning and the End, Cornerstone, Deliverer, High Priest, King of Kings, Lamb of God, Lord of all, Wonderful, Everlasting, Messiah, Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, Rock, the Risen One, and soon coming again. That's the gift. And this is not a re-gift. This is not going to be a repeated gift. This is not one of many sons given. This is one gift given. This is not one of many religions given. This is Christ, God himself, the one and only, born of love, born from love. Jesus, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the anointed one, Emmanuel. Some gifts under the Christmas tree you may not even want. An ugly tie or crocheted socks. But this gift, you're going to want this gift. No, you need this gift. Has anybody ever gotten a package delivered, handle with care? You get it from, you know, like FedEx shows up, and, right? And they've been kicking it down the road or tossing it in the back of their truck. Handle with care. Some say fragile. How are you going to handle this gift of God? Do you handle it with care? How do you treat this precious gift given to you? Will this Christmas be any different than any other Christmas that's ever gone by? Peace, hope, joy, love? Will you give any peace, hope, joy, love? Will this Christmas be any different? See, this is the one and only. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through me. There is no other son. There is no other mantra. There is no other prophet. There is no other philosophy. And this is not about denomination. This is not about religion. This is not about you trying to do something to earn this love that is freely given. And there's no way, here's your next slide, there's no way to the giver but by the gift. There's no way to the giver but by the gift. Jesus would say, I'm the only way. I'm the gift that's been given. You want to meet the giver? Accept the gift. Given to the world, and the world would reject him. Given to the world, yet many would not accept it. Many do not handle with care this gift given. How will you? Your Redeemer has arrived. Handle with care. Your reconciliation, it is here. Handle with care. Your healing has arrived. Handle with care. A child born unto us. Handle with care. Your peace has arrived. Handle with care. Whosoever believes, handle with care this gift given. See, a gift given is not always a gift accepted. Because some gifts people don't want. Whosoever believes, receives. And they receive a guarantee that you shall not perish. There's your next one. There's a guarantee. Listen, you know what? I'm picking on Melinda a little bit. But over the course of like the last week or so, her phone completely died. Right? Her cell phone completely died. And so many people were like texting me like, how come Melinda hasn't responded to me? Well, her phone is completely, right? Tried to put something on Facebook to try to put it out, you know, completely, right? So the phone was dead. Just stopped working, completely died. And the only hope that could resurrect a new life out of the phone was a warranty. That we might be able to get a new phone. If you ever had a phone die on you, you recognize the inconvenience, the untimeliness of it, the awkwardness of it all, right? Stressful, right? Lost all my contacts, can't get all my pictures, all that stuff that just kind of goes away. But the only way to reinstate, resurrect, get new life was because you had a guarantee. And it was a specific guarantee. We've been trying to reach you about your car's warranty program. Anybody? Yeah. Specific warranty, specific guarantee. Listen, to her phone, not my phone, not the house phone, not your phone, her phone. Specific to her phone. In her name, in her registration number, her name had to be written in the book of life or extended life for a phone. Personal, isn't it? Personal. It becomes very personal. There's a spiritual warranty. There's a spiritual guarantee. Not his, not hers, not theirs, yours. Personal to you. It just got personal. Yeah, God's a personal God. The guarantee has the condition of ownership. Condition of belief. Whosoever believes shall have eternal life, shall not perish. One more thing I kind of wanted to expand on here. It's the next verse, which for me was always like just as like almost as important, right? the reason, right? Some of the love that God had. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Just think about that for a second. And the way in which Christians, maybe even you, behave in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christianity, in the name of God, in the name of love. Listen, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus did not come to re-curse the world. He did not come to re-condemn the world. The world is already condemned. You get that, right? It's already fallen. It's already cursed. It's already, right, on the highway to hell. Jesus is your stairway to heaven. He came to save the world, to call you out of the condemnation. And this guarantee, just like a phone, has an expiration date. You have an expiration date. And the guarantee is valid as long as you enforce the clause prior to the expiration date. Whosoever believes, the guarantee, eternal life. Your eternal, not their eternal life, not his eternal, not theirs, yours. And you're going to have to show proof of receipt. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10. Now, we've already said this. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. He loves all the world. And he sent a gift. And it requires your faith and your belief in the acceptance of the gift. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart. So if we've already said God loves me, can we say Jesus is Lord? Somebody say it with me. Jesus is Lord. If you don't believe it, would you please bite your lip? But if you believe it in your heart, say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Here's your next slide. See, this is the point of it all. There's a place called hell. You're not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be there. Hell is not full of people that God rejected. Hell is full of people that rejected God. And God's love for you was so strong that it drove him out of heaven, transversed the spiritual into the physical. His endeavor was that you would spend eternity with him, not in hell. God's desire, that none should perish. God's will, you should not perish. God's aspiration, that none would burn. God's objective, that you should be in heaven, where there will be no more death, no more pain, and no more tears, and no more aches and pains of this physical body. Your expiration date is coming fast. Everyone enters into an afterlife. And I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than to stand with the world and be judged by God. But hey, you choose. Let me pray with you. Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I pray your blessing upon each and every one that declares Jesus is Lord. Believes in their heart, might you save them. Give them reassurance of their salvation. Father, we love you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we praise you in the name of your Son. Amen.